Welcome to Shomach Shomach Nadav, she is sponsored by Nishma Sam Yaakov Shomach Nadav Asitzchok. We're holding it during Dav Vov. The Gemara Amud Beis brings that Rav Papa asked, is the Yad LeKiddushin Eloi? Can you have a Lashon which is not 100% clear in Kiddushin, or it needs to be the full Lashon? Brings the Gemara the question that in Kiddushin, Rav Papa asked that according to Shmuel, it came out in the Sugi over there that Yadayim Shein Moichichos works in Kiddushin. Meaning not only that a yad works, but even a not clear yad, a yad that you don't even know what he means, also works a kedushin. Says the Gemara over here, he only asked that based on Shmuel, but he himself is not sure about it. If you open there the Gemara in Kedushin, of Hamud Beis, the Gemara there concludes that everybody agrees that in Kedushin, yadayim she'ein moichichoy slo yavin yadayim. It needs to be very clear lashon. And the Gemara there says, you must say the word li in Kedushin. Harei at mekudeshes li. Without the word li, it does not work. That way, everybody agrees, it's not even a tzad. Your Papa asked the question, but the Gemara's conclusion was that you need to say the word li in order for the Kedushin to work. And on this, there is a gevaldike megale amukos. The megale amukos tells us that the word li, that really is the ikar Kedushin. And why is that so? So we always mention the idea that a ish v'isha is a parable to the connection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. A man is compared to Hashem, and the ish is compared to Am Yisrael. When you have a Rei Mekudesh Asli, you go back to the Iker Kedushin of the connection of Hashem to Am Yisrael. Says the Megala Mukos, the word Li has that in these letters. The letter Lamed is the biggest letter of the Aleph Beis. Is the largest letter that goes up to Shemayim. It's considered to be Migdal Perech Ba'avir. It connects to the Elyonim down to the Tachtonim. That represents the Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. The letter Yud represents Am Yisrael. Yud is the smallest letter in the Aleph Beis, and it means to say, Atem HaMe'at Mikol HaAmim. You're the smallest nation, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. And that is the idea of the Li. Li is the Lamed connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Yud connected to Am Yisrael, and that's the Yadayim Moichichos, Zog the Megala Amukos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mekadosh Am Yisrael, putting us together. Comes the Bnei Yisachar and says in a few places, Hemshech to this, which is Nifla B'Yosef. He says, when you say Arim Kodesh Asli is the Kiddushin. The Kiddushin is the initial connection of the Ish V'Isha, and that's the beginning of the process. It brings the Arizal that says Alpi Kabbalah, it's called Or Makif. We don't know exactly what it means, but it's more a surrounding connection and not something which comes a yet lemaisa. The Nisuin is when Ish V'Isha connect together and literally become one. So Zogter Beis Oschar, the word Li represents Kiddushin as the Megala Mukhus said. The Nisuin is represented with the word Asher. Why is Asher mean Nisuin? So the Preis Oschar, the reason is, because if you take the limbs of a Ish and the limbs of a Isha, the limbs of the Ish is Ramach, 248 limbs. The limbs of the Isha, according to Rabbi Akiva, is Reish Nun Gimel, 253. 253 plus 248 is Gematria Asher. That's the Remez that Preis Oschar says. A lad over here, what I heard from my Rebbe, Moshe Shapir Zatzal, the always the idea of Asher is a connection between two things. When you want to say Shir Hashirim, Asher L'Shloimoy. So you're saying this Shir Hashirim belongs to Shloimoy. So you have over here a belonging, you have over here a connection. Asher represents the Suin, Zok the Bnei Yisachar. Says the Bnei Yisachar, the word Yisrael has these two things. The Yud and the Lamed are the two letters at the beginning and the end of the word, because that's the Kiddushin, the Or Makiv, the surrounding. And in the middle, you have the letters Asher, that's Yisrael. Yud and Lamed on two sides. Asher in the middle, that's in the Suyim, because Bochud Am Yisrael. Adds the Bnei Yisachar two more Remezim to this. Remez number one, he says, the time of Matat Torah that we know, we spoke about in the past, is the time of the Kiddushin. There it says, Vatem Tiyu Li Memleches Koyanim. Li is the Yud and Lamed, the Kiddushin. Eila Dvorim Asher Tedaber El Bnei Yisrael. Lashon Osid, we speak about the future, that eventually will be Nisuin that will come later. That is the Li and the Asher. And when the Nisuin came, we brought the past, the Maharshal that tells us that Nisuin is when the Mishkan was built. What does it say in the Mishkan? Ve'ikhu Li Truma, me'ez kol Ish Asher Yidvenu Liboy. Again, you have the Li and the Asher. the Kiddush and Nisuyim, the Kishbuch and Amisol, all that is Ramuz in the word Yisrael, and that is the Adayim or Chikos that we must have a Kiddushin to have a real full connection to the Kishbuch and Amisol. Anyone want to join the Shomach Shava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.